For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and seven children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there is no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. The school year has been delayed for more than 75,000 students in southwest Washington state. Teachers and districts failed to reach contract agreements. It was due mostly to salary disputes. Teachers in the state's largest district, Seattle, said they will walk out if a deal isn't reached by the time classes are said to begin, which is September 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The president is still slamming the world's most popular search engine. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president accusing Alphabet Incorporated's Google search platform of elevating critical news stories about him and his presidency at the expense of more friendly conservative reports. It's adding to the growing scrutiny of tech giants by policymakers. The president accusing Google and others of suppressing conservative voices, though he cited no evidence for his claims. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling reporters the administration is, quote, taking a look at possibly imposing new regulations on Google. A Google spokesperson's response to it all, quote, we don't bias our results toward any political ideology. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Talks continue as American and Canadian officials express optimism over reaching a new NAFTA deal by a Friday deadline. But there are some sticking points. Difficult negotiations on a number of issues are happening, including a dispute settlement mechanism. The Americans want it scrapped. The Canadians consider it essential to the fairness of any trade deal. Another major issue, Canada's supply management systems in the dairy sector. The system stabilizes the supply of milk to consumers who pay more for their product and limits how much dairy can come into the market. Dairy farmers want it protected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.